开始的时候，我要先跟大家讲一件事情。
I will share one thing first.
因为今天早晨已经有三位弟兄姐妹跟我谈提到这样一件事情。
Because three brothers and sisters mentioned it to me this morning.
所以我要跟会众报告一下。
So I would like to have an announcement here.
在两个主日以前。
About 2 weeks ago.
信息完以后，有一位，我们现在应该已经称她是姊妹了。
There was a sister.
她在听完信息以后，就是我们在一块有一点祷告。
So after the message, we had some prayer together.
那她讲到就是她就是这两三个月来，好像神在她心中一直动工。
She shared that through those 2 and 3 months, God worked in her heart.
所以她说她那个主日她再忍不住，她愿意就是接受主成为她一生的救主。
So that particular morning, she's willing to accept Jesus Christ as His Savior and Lord.
这位姊妹叫做唐梅。
The sister's name is 唐梅。
那时候她也特别提到，就是她就是在隔两天。就是那个两个礼拜前的，他说隔两天他要回去国内。
Specifically, she mentioned she will need to go back China 2 days later.
因为他母亲一直瞒着他，就是没有跟他讲他身体不好。
Because her mother didn't tell her that her health is in very bad situation.
所以每一次打电话回去的时候，他妈妈说哦都很好，都很好。
Every time her mother told her that her health is good, it's good.
但是她从旁边的亲戚朋友才知道她母亲身体很不好。
But through other relatives, Tommy heard that her mother's health was in a very bad situation.
尤其就是心脏有问题。
So have some heart disease.
所以她就是在七月中她就回去了。
So about in the middle of July, Tommy went back home.
那他昨天打了三个电话到三家去。
Yesterday she called three homes.
所以我想我们应该为他祷告，以及为他的父母祷告。
So we should really pray for her and her parents.
特别就是在他母亲身体欠安的时候。
Especially when her mother is in such a condition.
借着就是他身体上的需要。也是求主让他在灵里面也有需要。
So through this bodily need, she had the spiritual need as well.
借着他女儿接受这位永生的神，他母亲、他父亲也能够接受。
So that the daughter, when the daughter accepted Jesus Christ, may the parents accept as well.
好不好？我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是无所不在的神。
Because you are everywhere.
你也是那全丰全足全能的神。
And you are the God of all abundance.
你施行拯救。
And you save.
你也施行医治。
And you cure.
主，我们特别把汤梅这位姊妹交托在主的手里。
We dedicated the sister Tang Mei to your hand.
主，我们知道她愿意接受你为她的救主。
We know that she accepted you as the Savior.
她也承认她自己的罪。
And she acknowledged her sin.
他愿意跟随你。
She's willing to follow you.
他也愿意受洗来见证主你自己的名。
And she's willing to be baptized in your name and witness for you.
求你他在这国内这段时间，他能够有机会跟他的父母传福音。
May you be with her so she will have the chance to share the gospel to her parents.
也是借着医生的手能够医治好他的母亲。
And through the hands of the doctors to cure her mother.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 在我们今天有一点我要借着一些图片以及经文跟大家讲出神在过去一个月的时间他如何带领我去走着旷野的路。
So today I will share through some pictures and verses my journey to the wilderness that the Lord had led me through.
我先讲一个感恩的话。
Let me first share a word of thanksgiving.
你们听到吴浩弟兄的见证吧。
Have you heard about the witness of a brother Wu Hao?
我们坐在机场，我们都已经 a boarding car， 我们坐在那边谈话。
So when we were at the airport, we already got the boarding pass, but while we are talking.
那听到就是有一位从国内来的姊妹，她拿中国的护照，所以被叫出去。
There was a sister who was from mainland, and she had a Chinese passport, and she was called.
我想是航空公司把这个票卖太多了。
Because that the airline had overbooked too much.
所以他就特别找这些可能比较不会有抱怨的还是怎么样的情形，他就把这一些人叫出去。
So in particular, they picked someone who probably don't have much power to argue with them.
然后就把他们的登机证就拿走。
And they took their boarding pass away.
我们觉得这很不对。
We thought this is very unfair.
你已经发出来的就应该英文叫做 owner。
Because they have given the boarding pass to the owner.
那我们除了就是说几位跟他们谈以外，陈锡珍弟兄他就说我们二十几个人，我们就分组，我们一起祷告。
So besides just arguing with them, Brother Chen said we'll have about a group of 20 people there. We just separated into several groups and pray for them.
祷告完以后，他们还是出去，不能够上飞机。
But after the prayer, still they can't, they cannot get on the airplane.
所以登机的时间到了。And
the boarding time come.
那我就问那个带领的，我说我们是不是，我们就全体不上去吧。
So I asked the leader, shall we just reject to board as well?
因为我们外面还有三个弟兄姐妹不能上来。Because
we have three brothers and sisters that cannot go with us.
那陈弟兄他说不对，我们已经交托给神了。Brother
Chen said, "No, we have dedicated this to the Lord."
神会为他们开路。
Lord will open the way for them.
我们就上去吧。
And let us go to the airplane.
所以我心中就默默为他们祷告，也特别为吴浩弟兄祷告，因为他是我的 roommate.
So I prayed in my heart silently for the three brothers and sisters, especially Brother Wu Hao, because he's my roommate.
也还好神开他的路，所以我们今天看的这十二章的 slide 都是他造的。
So actually, thank the Lord, this 12th slide that I will show today are taken by Brother Wu Hao.
那我今天题目叫做加比斯。
Today my topic is Cadiz.
很多人觉得说这趟旅行大概是西乃山应该是中心。So
many thought that this journey, the center should be Mount Sinai.
因为在西乃山，神跟他的百姓说话。Because
in Mount Sinai, God spoke to His people.
所以那是应该是一个非常重要的一个中心点。So
that must be a very important central point.
但是这一站是第十四站，加比斯，神却跟我说话。But
Cadiz, which is about the 14th station that Israelites traveled, but at that very place, God spoke to me.
所以我愿意跟弟兄姐妹一起分享。So
I would like to share here with brothers and sisters.
我们先看一下一处经文。Let
us read a verse first.
我们翻到 民数记,
the book of Numbers,
第十三章,
verse 13.
其实你知道民数记原来不叫民数记。
So, you know, originally Numbers have another name.
民数记原来叫做漂流在旷野。
The original name of this book is called Just Wander in the Wilderness.
但是后来因为在民数记里面有提到两次神对要摩西跟他们就是做好像是
But actually, because there are twice it's recorded in this book that David, there's a census of the Israel people. So later, the name of this book was called Numbers.
那我们大概都知道这以色列人出埃及的事情。We
all know the story of Exodus.
他们430年在埃及的地方。 他们在那边为奴,
they lived in Egypt as slaves for 430 years.
神 过了这么长一段时间，他还是要把他的百姓带出那个埃及地。
After such a long time, still it's God's will to lead His people to all of this land.
神把他们带到旷野里面。
God led them into the wilderness.
有两件很重要的事情。
There were two important things.
一件就是神跟他们说话在西乃山。
First, God spoke to them in the Mount of Sinai.
神颁下了律法。
God gave them the law.
这可以看到那是神的管理跟经营。
So you can see God's administration.
另外一方面，我们看到会幕的建立。
And you saw that the tabernacle was built there.
还有约柜放在这个会幕里面。
And the ark in the tabernacle.
这边讲到就是神他要与他的百姓同在。
And here speaks that God will be with His people.
所以这两件事情是非常重要的。
So these two things are very important here.
一个是神他的管理，
God's administration.
第二个是神的同在，
and the God's presence.
然后神要把他们带到那迦南美地去，
and God will let them into the beautiful land of Canaan.
就是神应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那块应许之地，
which God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那这一站为什么这么重要，或者是说他们在这边发生了一些什么事情呢？
Why this station is so important? What happened there?
这一站我们本来想去看，但是我们绕了整天车子还是没有办法进去。
We planned to see this particular place, but we were on our cars for about a whole day and still cannot get into it.
因为那时候军事情形非常的紧张。
Because there was a military situation there.
这个城市离开以色列只有五公里之远。
It was about 5 kilometers from Israel.
原先我们已经听说已经跟军方已经接洽好，我们可以去这个地方。
Originally we thought we had some negotiation with the military.
但是我们旅行去的前一个礼拜，以色列跟埃及发生了一件事情。
But something happened between Israel and Egypt about a week before we went there.
在边界的地方，他们发现以色列发现埃及有很从埃及的地方有很多的地下通道，那些地下通道就是运送武器跟炸药。
Because suddenly Israel find there are some secret underground tunnels on the borders of Israel and Egypt.
以色列很生气，就跟埃及提出警告。
And Israel was very angry and warned Egypt.
所以我们去的时候，处处我们都可以看到都是军人跟这些军用的这些车辆。
So we saw a lot of soldiers and military vehicles on the border.
所以这个地方，我们说如果第一条路不能去，我们走第二条；第二条不能，第三条。那不然就最后一条，第四条。
So we wanted to try the first way, if not fine, we'll try the second way, the third way, and until the fourth way.
到了最后一条路，还是不让我们进去。
But even after we tried the fourth way, we still could not get into it.
所以弟兄姐妹在车上坐了五六个小时的车子，就是又累又失望。
So we were on the car for about 5-6 hours, very tired and disappointed.
那为什么这个城我们一直要去干什么呢？
Why we wanted so much to come to this city?
这个城就是以色列人他们要进迦南美地的时候，第一次神带他们到这么近的地方。
And this was the closest place where the Lord led the Israel people before they entered Canaan.
他要摩西要每一族他们就是派遣一个代表当做探子到这迦南美地去看。
So Moses asked each tribe to have a spy and to spy the land.
结果我们知道他们回来情形报告是怎么样，是不是？
So we know that what kind of message that the spies brought back.
我们看一下民数记。
Let us again look at the book of Numbers.
我们看第13章第17节, 我们看先看到 29节。
From verse 17 to verse 29.
我很快的念一下。
I'll read very quick.
摩西打发他们去窥探迦南地，说：“你们从南地上山去看那地如何，其中所住的民是强是弱，是多是少，所住之处是好是歹，所住之处是阴累是奸臣。又看那地土是肥美是瘠薄，其中有树木没有，你们要放开胆量，把那地的果子带些回来。那时正是葡萄出熟的时候。” 他们上去窥探那地，从寻的旷野到何利，直到哈马口。他们从南地上去，到了希伯伦，在那里有亚纳族人希曼、亚西曼、示帅、达买。原来希伯伦城在被建造比埃及的所安城早7年。他们到了以斯各谷，从那里砍了葡萄树的一枝。 上头有一挂葡萄，两个人用扛抬子，又带了些石榴和无花果来，因为以色列人在那里砍来的时候，砍来的那挂葡萄，所以那地方叫做以实各谷。过了40天，他们窥探那地，才回来到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西、亚伦，并以色列的全会众。 回报摩西、亚伦，并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看，又告诉摩西说：“我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。然而往那地的民强壮，诚意也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人、亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人。” 亚摩利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边，约旦河边。好，英文就不需要再念，我们可以节省一点时间。那我们下了车，我们我刚才讲说，我们下了车，走了一天的路，下了车又累又失望，然后我们就下了这个地方。那下去的时候，那个领队的那个陈希珍弟兄他。 好像很惊讶，他说：“哇，这个地方啊，就是埃及小河。”
Okay, after one day's journey, we were very tired and disappointed. And after we got out of the cars, we walked a little bit further and we saw this particular place right here in the slide. And Brother Chen was surprised. Say, actually, we can see the little river of Egypt here.
这边。 我们一下车可以看到一个河谷，这河谷就是现在他们可以灌溉的地方。那没有水，这个河谷没有水，所以你可以看到好像有绿洲，有一些农作物。We can
actually saw a dry river valley there, and you can see some green land because there's no water, so trees grown there.
因为如果你们看圣经的话，这个是迦南美地的最南边。According
to the scripture, these this is the south end of the land of Canaan.
这叫做埃及小河。
It is called the Egypt Little River.
从这以北就是迦南地。
And the north from here, the north part is the land of Canaan.
加底斯就在这个河以北，大概就在一点点的地方。
So Cadiz is about south of the river, just a little bit south of the river.
所以虽然我们没有办法到那个城，但是我们可以远远的眺望，就是那迦南美地。Even
though we cannot enter Canaan, but we can still see it from far distance.
所以我们看了这个地以后，我们也是心里很高兴，但是也很失望，就是我们也没有办法过去这个河的那边。So
we are, on one hand we were happy because we saw this. On the other hand, we were disappointed because we cannot enter that land.
那刚刚看到这个就是埃及小河，然后那边大概就是这个加底斯。So
what is in the middle probably is just the little river of Egypt.
Next slide. 这边神有一句话，就是这次我去的时候，那以前我有一个感触，我觉得说今天神已经讲话，已经说在这本圣经里面，他应该是在灵里面跟我们说话。这地方过去了，我们大概不需要再去了。
Before, my thought was that all the word of God were recorded in the scripture, and He will speak to us in spirit. So we really don't need to go to the land.
但是这回我去了，神有一句话跟我说，耶和华就是说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。这是从耶利米书六章十六节出来的。
But actually, God spoke to me.And here are the verse. Thus says the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask the old paths. Well is a good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls.
当然这有两层的意思了。
So there are two sides of the meaning.
啊，古道这边讲到，可能就是他当初走出埃及的这些旷野的道路，这些旷野的道路。
So here the word old paths.Could mean that the ways that Israel people that they went through.
他说这是一个善道。
That's a good way.
而且你们行在其间，心里必得安息。
And walk therein, and ye shall find rest.
那当然也是说到我们灵里面。
But also this has the spiritual meaning.
他所跟我们应许的道路都是在主耶稣基督里面。
The way that The Lord promise is in Jesus Christ.
如果我们愿意走在这其上的话，我们也能够安息。
If we are willing to walk in this, we'll find rest in our souls.
接下来我要讲为什么在加里斯我学了这样三个功课。
Next, I will share that why I learned three good lessons in Kadesh.
下一张。这都是旷野的道路，你看不到一部车子。
All these are the ways in the In the wilderness, there's no, not much vehicle there.
那你为什么说神丰盛的预备呢？
First, it's about the abundant promise of God.
好，我们看一下，一个是一处的经文。
Let us read a verse.
我们看生命记，我们看一下从，这样好了，我们从三十节，我们看到三十三节。
第十三
节。十三章，民数记，对不起，民数记。十三章，我们从三十节看到三十三节。
In Numbers, verse 13, chapter 13, verse 13.
三十到三十三。
Verse 30 to 33.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地，得那地吧。我们足能得胜。但那些和他同去的人说：我们不能上去攻击那民。”因为他们比我们强壮，探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信说，我们所窥探之经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都是身量高大，我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。所以我们这边看到就是他们回来，他们报信，他说这边果然就是我们看到就是二十七节，他们前面说他们果然是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
So here we see the reports from the spies. They say that we went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey.
所以他们在理智上，他们所分析的完全都对。
So their analysis was correct.
那他们也看到了那边有他们那边的居民是强壮，城邑也坚固宽大。
And so they saw the strong people there, and those are high cities.
那他们跟他们身材一比起来，他们好像蚱蜢一样。
So comparing with them, the spies said they looked like grasshoppers.
他们可能就开始分析为什么神要把我们带到这样的地方来呢？
So maybe they would have the question why God led us here.
一方面是很好。
On one hand, it was good.
但是一方面已经有这么多人在这边住了。
On the other hand, there were so many people there.
我们没有地方进去了。
It seems no place for us.
所以我们是我们大概没有办法进去这迦南美地。
So maybe we cannot enter this land.
他们对神的应许开始啊有点动摇。
So they doubt on the promise of God.
他们没有看到就是神的丰富。
They forgot the abundance of the Lord.
他们只有落在他们的理智里面。
So they start to use only their rationale.
这块地，这块美地，还有更详细的描述。我们看下一章。
There were some more detailed description of the land.
这是在《生命记》八章七到十一节，他说：“因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。”你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
Here is what's recorded in the book of Deuteronomy. Because this is a land of wheat and barley, of vine and fig trees, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing.A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hill you can dig coppers. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you.
这边写一无所缺，你们在那边一无所缺。
Here you will in need of nothing.
如果我们问一下我们每一家，我相信我们每一家都有好多缺少什么东西。
When we asked each other, every family probably have a long list of the things
that they need.
But they wouldn't need anything more.
这不是神丰富的预备吗?
Isn't this the abundance promise of God?
我们看到今天我们在主耶稣基督里面下一章。 Next slide. 我们看到今天我们可以在主耶稣基督里面，我们可以找到这一切的丰盛，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
So today as well, actually, in Him, in Lord Jesus Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
这是在哥罗西书第一章十九节所写的。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 19.
甚至在第二章第九、第十也是这样讲，他说：“因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。”你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power.
所以在这边让我看到神实在是他有预备。
So I see here God actually have his providence.
他要把我们带到那美地。
He will lead us to this beautiful land.
今天我们可以看到这个美地就是主耶稣基督的预表。
And The land of Canaan is actually is a picture for Jesus Christ.
我们今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们可以说一无所缺。
So here, now in Jesus Christ, we can see that we shall need nothing.
他是我们的供应。
He is our providence.
他也是我们的医治。
He is our cure.
他也是我们的拯救。
And He is our salvation.
如果我们不进去的话，那多可惜。
What a pity if we don't enter.
就像我们在那边隔着埃及小河在那边看美地
Just like we looked the little river in the Kadesh
我们可以来参加崇拜
We can come to the worship
我们可以来参加聚会
We can come to the gathering
我们可以领受弟兄姐妹的爱
And we can get the love from brothers and sisters
但我们自己不进去的话那多可惜呢
But what a pity if we don't enter it by ourselves
这是第一点我看到在加底斯这边的功课
That's the first lesson I learned.
神也是让我们看到，也让我们就是没有办法到这个城市去。
And it's out of the hands of the Lord that we cannot enter this land.
让我们经历一下，就是他们当初没有进去迦南美地是多可惜。
So I can feel what a pity it will be that not able to enter this land.
今天在主耶稣基督里面，这些都已经为我们预备。
All this has been provided for us.In Jesus Christ.
希望我们每一位都能够像那位堂妹的姊妹，她愿意接受。
Just like the sister who just received the Lord.
我看她每一次来带着她的小男孩来。
Every time she came, she brought her little boy.
还有跟另外一家一起来。
And with another family.
每次都看到好像很喜乐。
So she looked very happy.
但是她今天接受了。
And today she accepted Jesus.
她进入这迦南美地。
And she entered this land.
她可以享受那边牛奶与蜜。
You can enjoy the milk and honey in the land.
有一位弟兄跟我们讲, 这个奶跟蜜是, 一个是, 啊, 动物的精华, 一个是植物的精华。
One brother shared that the milk and honey are the best, one is the best of the animals and one are the best of plants.
如果没有水草, 如果没有其他的东西的话, 你喝不到奶跟蜜。
If there's not enough providence, you cannot have milk and you cannot have honey.
所以这是一块美地。
So this is an abundant land.
神也是邀请我们要进去。
And the Lord asked us to get into it.
第二功课我在这边学到的。
The second lesson that I've learned.
这是在民数记第14章。
In Numbers chapter 14.
我们可以下一张 slide。 这边讲到14章第一节。 我念到第10节。
I will read chapter 14 from verse 1 to verse 10.
我们看一下以色列人他们的反应是如何。 当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭嚎，以色列众人向摩西亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说：巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。耶和华为什么把我们领到这地，领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳到我们回到埃及去，岂不更好吗？众人彼此说：我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。 摩西亚伦就俯伏在以色列全会众面前，窥探地的人中嫩的儿子约书亚和耶弗尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服，对以色列全会众说：“我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地，耶和华若喜悦我们，我们必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是牛奶与蜜之地。” 但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他是我们的食物，并且因庇他们的已经离开他们。有耶和华与他们同在，不要怕他们。但全会众说：“拿石头打死他们的二人。”忽然耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。我们这边看到以色列人的反应，是不是我们可以说很愚蠢？
Can we see that after we read this that the reaction of Israel people is not wise?
他们拒绝神的邀请。
They rejected the invitation of the Lord.
他们不愿意进去。
They are not willing to enter this land.
神已经明明说这块地是你们的。
God already said that the land is yours.
他们却拒绝。
But they rejected.
很多时候是我们的光景。
Many times this is exactly what our situation is.
人家跟我们说基督有多丰富。
Others told us how abundant Jesus Christ is.
我们只有绕在脑子里面，我们觉得那个不合逻辑。
But we only rationalize in our head and think it's not logical.
我们的心不愿接受。
And our heart rejected.
有个弟兄说，我们的心跟我们的理智，我们的脑可能只有一尺半。
Someone just said that there are only just short distance between our heart and our mind. Many times we are only in our just we want to have analysis with our mind. But we are not willing to accept with our heart. So let's see what's the result.
从这个地方，加底斯这个地方，他们开始了38年的漂流。
From this place, Kadesh, they started wandering about 38 years.
其实从埃及到西乃山，从西乃山到这个迦南美地， 200万人走，两年就可以到。
So actually, from Egypt to the Mount Sinai and from Mount Sinai to Canaan, it took about 2 years for 2 million people.
他们到加底斯，应该说已经是旅程，已经到了快到终点了。
So actually, Kadesh is about to the end of their journey.
结果他们拒绝神的恩典。
But they rejected the grace of the Lord.
神很生气。
And God was angry.
说好吧，那你们就去流荡吧。
So he led them into, so he just led them in the wandering of the wilderness.
而且从刚刚经文讲的还很严肃，他说二十岁以上的，没有一个人可以进去，除了加勒跟约书亚。
Except Caleb and Joshua, those who are above 20 years old cannot enter the land.
旅行的时候我就问陈弟兄有一个问题。
In the trip, I asked Brother Chan.
我说以色列人他们这么顽固，他们拒绝神的恩典。
I said Israelites, they were so stubborn, rejected the grace of the Lord.
从加底斯这一战以后，神有没有跟他们同在？
So, would the Lord be with them after Kadesh?
神有没有照顾他们？
Did the Lord care for them?
神有没有供应他们食物？
Did the Lord provide them food?
我们查一下圣经以后。
Let us see the scripture.
是肯定的。
The answer is yes.
看到这使徒行传13章18节，他说又在旷野忍容忍或做抚养他们约有40年。
So actually we can look at Acts that about 40 years now for a time about 40 years the Lord put up with their ways in their wilderness.
神的容忍跟抚养。
And here he put up with them and provide for them.
抚养 care for them. 神还是眷顾他们。
This word can be translated as care for them.
神还是把玛纳每天降给他们吃。
God still gave them manna every day.
还是有云柱火柱。
There's still the pillar of cloud and fire.
虽然他们在旷野漂流。
Even though they were wandering in the wilderness.
什么叫旷野？
What is wilderness?
我们可以看到就是这些。
You can see right here in this picture.
没有一棵树，没有一个绿色的植物。
Not a single tree, not a single green color.
你就天天38年在这边逛。
And for 38 years, just imagine you just walking around this.
但是以色列人吃玛纳共40年，直到进了有人居住之地，就是迦南的境界。
But the Israelites, they ate manna for a total of 40 years until after they entered this land of Canaan.
而且说这40年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
And through this 40 years their clothes are still there.
实在是神的慈爱跟公义永远长存。
And truly, the righteousness and the gracefulness of the Lord
endure
forever.
Yeah.
His righteousness and gracefulness endure forever.
虽然他的百姓拒绝神的带领,
even though his people rejected his leadness,
不愿意进入这迦南美地,
they were not willing to enter this land.
神还是容忍他们，还是抚养他们。
And the Lord still put up with them and still care for them.
好，我们下一张算。所以你看啊，他说，你们在旷野所行的路上，也曾经见耶和华你们神的抚养你们，如同人抚养儿子一般，只等到你们来到这地方。
So it's in the Deuteronomy that says,When they were walking on the ways of the wilderness, they saw Jehovah God that cares for them and just like people care for their sons until they come to this good land.
神抚养你们如同抚养儿子一般。
God care for you just like men care for their sons.
我们如果都做过父母的话，我们知道我们如何来抚养我们的孩子。
If you're a parent, you know how parents care for their children.
神也是如此的抚养我们。
That's how God cares for us.
你走着大旷野，他都知道了。这四十年，耶和华你的神常与你同在，故此你一无所缺。
So you were working in this great wilderness. He knows all about it. This 40 years, Jehovah, your God.Are always with you, so that you are not in want.
你看这些都是我们的脚印。
These were footprints of us.
你天天走这个，你会很累的。
You would be tired if you walk on this every day.
但是神他都知道。
But God on knows all.
我们的失败软弱，神都知道。
Our failure, our weakness, God knows all about it.
他还是在等我们。
He's still waiting for us.
他说我常与你们同在。
He said, I'm always with you.
故此你一无所缺。
So you shall be not in want.
我们看下一章。于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们，用手中的巧妙引导他们。
So actually, the God just lead them. He shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
心中的纯正，神心中的纯正来牧养他们。
Integrity of his heart.
神没有放弃他们。
God never forsake them.
神还是在用他的手巧妙地引导他们。
And he still guided them.Through the skillfulness of his hand.
你要走这样的道路，可以，我还是天天陪着你走。
Even though you wanted to go way like this, the God are still with you.
今天还是没有人居住。
Today there is nobody living in this land.
跟3500年前一样。
Just like 3,500 years ago.
如果你要走这样的路，神他还是爱你，他还是跟陪你走。
If you wanted to go way like this, God still loves you and He's still with you.
在约翰第十章，约翰福音第十章十到十一节，他说：“我来了是要叫羊或做人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”
In John chapter 10, it says that I come to let men have life and life more abundant. I'm the good shepherd, and good shepherd died for his sheep.
牧人他是要来牧养羊群。
He's the shepherd.To shepherd his flock.
他今天是要来牧养我们人。
And today he comes to shepherd us.
到最后启示录第七章十七节，他说：“因为做宝座的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源。”
Here in Revelation chapter 7, it mentioned that actually, because the Lamb in the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them into the fountain of the water of the life.The water of life.
今天我们愿意来到这个做宝座的羔羊面前，他会牧养我们。
If we're willing to come to the Lamb who is sitting in the center of the throne, He will shepherd us.
他也要让我们在生命水的泉源那边能够得到宝足。
He will let us into to the fountain of the life.
你觉得以色列人这么顽固？他们就是不愿意领受神的恩典，神有没有放弃他们？
So did God forsake them even though Israelites were so stubborn?
神从来没有放弃过他们。
God never forsakes them.
神有没有原谅他们呢？
Did God forgive them?
我们看下一章。神他是有赦免之恩。
God had the grace of forgiveness.
从这个地方我们可以看到，我们现在翻一下民数记第三十三章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 33.
民数记三十三章。
Numbers chapter 33.
我们看一下十六到十九节。
Let us see verse 16 to 19.
他说：“从西乃的旷野起行，安营在基伯罗哈塔瓦，从基伯罗哈塔瓦。”起行安营在哈喜路，哈喜路起行安营在利提马，利提马起行安营在临门伯列。
Okay. They left the desert of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah, and they left Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hasra. They left Hasra and camped at Ritma.And they left Rithma and camped at Rim Paris.
你会问我说为什么要提这些地名？
You may ask me why I need to mention the names here.
因为这些地名可以跟我们讲到很多神里面的赦免。
Because these names can tell us a lot of the forgiveness of the Lord.
刚开始的时候我说民数记是一个神数点百姓的一本书。
First I mentioned that the book of Numbers actually is talking about the census of the God's people.
包括这些人到什么哪一站什么地方他都写下来。
Including each station that they stayed.
如果你愿意仔细再考察的话，你会算一下从西乃，这是第西乃后的第三站，就是这个地方利提马，应该是我们今天的题目是加比斯。
If you read with a little more carefully, and you will see that actually this Ritma is about the third station.
那为什么神不再提加比斯呢？
Why God didn't mention Kadesh?
反而说是利提马。
Why here Ritmas was mentioned here?
是不是神搞错了？
Did God make a mistake?
神从不会搞错的。
God would never make mistakes.
以色列人在旷野里面，他们对神的抱怨几次，神都算。
God knows all the complaints that Israel have made.
神行了十次神迹，把他们带出埃及。
God performed 10 miracles to let them out of Egypt.
他们在埃及他们出了埃及以后，他们在旷野抱怨了十次，神一次一次都算。
But they complained to the Lord 10 times in the wilderness, and all counted by the Lord.
加比斯园的意思是一个圣，或者是分别。
The name Kadesh originally means holy or separate.
就是separation. 利提马呢，他为什么用利提马的名字呢？利提马是叫荆棘，或者是捆绑，或者是手铐手链。
And the word Ritma actually means thong, bondage, and cape.
Handcuff. 加比斯这边是神要他们分别出来，他们神要他们能够过着圣洁的生活。
In Kadesh actually means the Lord want them to have a separate life, separate themselves apart from the other people.
但是他们却拒绝，他们却觉得说那边有高大的民族住在那边，我们没有办法进去。
But they rejected the Lord there because they saw those huge people.
利提马神换了一个名字，是叫荆棘捆绑手链。
So Ritmas, that's the name mentioned here now, and actually means thong, bondage, and handcuff.
神，他说你拒绝了我，我还是跟你绑在一起，我跟你走。
So what God really said here is, even you rejected me, I will still walk with you together.
神他慈神爱我，还是捆绑着我。
That's a bond of love.
直到有一天我们走到那美地。
Until one day we come to the good land.
直到有一天我们碰到基督。
Until one day that we met Jesus Christ.
因为他说在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
Because you have the grace of forgiveness so that people will worship you.
这还是在旷野。
This is still in the wilderness.
你们记得这路加福音第五章十七到二十五节的故事吗？
So this is recorded in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verse 17 to 26.
有一次耶稣在讲道的时候，人很多，那这个朋友有一个这摊子有四个朋友，他把他带到耶稣跟前。
On a certain day that there were a lot of people there, and somebody bring paralyzed to the Lord.
我们也知道这个故事，因为人太多了，没有办法进去，所以还要拆屋顶。
So because there were so many people that they cannot get into the house, so they just break the roof.
所以他们把这个摊子的褥子垂到就是耶稣的面前。
So through the roof, they put the paralyzed before the Lord.
我们知道耶稣怎么说呢？
So what Jesus said there?
他说 你说你的罪赦了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？
And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven.
Or, come and walk. Come up and walk.
Come and walk.
哪一样容易？说哪一样容易呢？是罪赦，你的罪赦了呢？还是说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？
To say that your sins are forgiven or come and walk, which is easier?
我们知道耶稣说要叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
But just to let you know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sin on the earth.
我们知道耶稣医好了这个瘫子。
He cured this paralyzed.
结果这些犹太人法利赛人他们觉得说他怎么可以说你的罪赦了呢？
But the Jews andthe Pharisees, they discussed with each other, said, how could he say this?
除了从天上来的权柄，没有人可以赦罪。
Unless the authorities from heaven, no one can forgive sin on the earth.
但是如果没有从天上来的医治的能力，他也没有办法医治这个瘫子。
But unless there's power from heaven, no one can cure this paralyzed.
我们眼睛可以看到瘫子起来行走。
We can see with our eyes that a paralyzed will stand up and walk.
我们看不见什么叫罪赦了。
But we cannot see what it means to forgive sin.
神要用那看得见的来证明那看不见的。
And what the God used what we can see to prove what we cannot see.
他有赦罪的权柄。
He had the authority to forgive sin.
他也有医治的能力。
He had the power to cure.
他两个都有。
He has both of them.
所以他神在神有赦罪之恩。
So he has the grace of forgiveness.
来看一下。今天我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
So today through the blood of the beloved Son, we were redeemed.
过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
According to his abundant grace.
我们过犯得以赦免。
Our trespasses got forgiven.
乃是借着爱子主耶稣基督的血得蒙救赎。
Because through the blood of this beloved Son that we were redeemed.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we admit our own sin.
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
God is faithful and righteous, and he will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
对，洗净我们一切的不义。所以这边我们看到神他有赦免之恩。
So God has the grace of forgiveness.
我们愿意来到他面前，他就可以赦免。
If we are willing to come before him, he is willing to forgive.
最后一张。
The last.
这张图片就是摩西他最后站在尼泊山看迦南美地，这些就是神要给他们之地。
So this is when at the last moment of Moses, and he stand on top of this mountain Nebo, and he looks through the good land.
这边耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，都对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直到 万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。
So here it was recorded in the book of Luke, that when Jesus opened their mind so that they can know the scripture and said to them, according to what's recorded in the scripture, Christ must suffer death and resurrected from the death the third day. And people will preach by his name, preach the way of repent and forgiveness from Jerusalem to all nations. And you are the witness of these things.
这边讲我们要传悔改赦罪的道。
Here it says you need to preach the way of repent and forgiveness.
所以我们在加比斯这一站，我们看到很多的事情神跟我们说话。
So in Kadesh, God really spoke a lot to me.
在这边我们看到百姓的拒绝。
And we saw that the rejection of the people.
但是我们也可以看到神他 自己在那边有丰富的预备。
And we can also see the abundant providence of the Lord.
我们可以看到神他的容忍跟他的抚养。
And his endurance and his care.
最后我们看到神他也愿意赦免。
And last we can see God is willing to forgive.
你知道加里斯他们绕了38年还是又回到这个地方。
You know, after 38 years, they went back to the same place.
但是来的时候已经不是 那些人了，已经是下一代了。
But not the old man, but the new man.
神也说，我们需要是新人才能够到那啊，在基督里面，我们就 是一个新人。
And the Lord also said that in Christ you are all new.
意思就是说，我们必须要重新得救以后，我们才能够进入那美地。
Which translated to this word that only after we are saved we can enter this good land, the Christ.
虽然我们顶撞，我们不信。
Even we are rebellious and distrust.
神他还是眷顾我们，抚养我们。
God still cares for us.
他没有说我们不信，神马上把那灾害降到我们身上。
He didn't give us, he didn't give us those.
Punishment. 他说我跟你绑在一起，我跟你走。
He still by himself with us and walk with us.
你要走那旷野的路，我跟你走。
Even we choose to walk the way of the wilderness.
直到我们的老旧人死去。
Until one day that our old man dies.
直到我们能够成为一个新人，我们才能进入那迦南地。
Until one day we become a new man to enter this good land.
因为在他有赦罪之恩。
Because he have the grace of forgiveness.
所以在这一站我也没有去过。
Actually this station Calais, I have not entered this city.
或者你也没有去过。
Maybe you have not entered this city.
所以我们都很公平。
So it's fair.
但是我们一定要到神的面前。
But truly every one of us need to come before the Lord.
要接受这位拯救我们的基督。
To accept this Christ who saved us.
这是神他对我们每一个人的呼召。
This is a calling from God.
他要我们得到他一切的丰盛。
To have all his abundance.
一切的丰盛都在爱主，爱子主耶稣基督里面。
And all these are in his beloved son Jesus Christ.
让我们不要把神的这恩典轻忽了。
Let us not light on the grace of the Lord.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our hand and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你让我们看到这以色列人他们走的路。
You let us to see the way that Israel walked.
求主，今天这也是成了我们的警惕。
May this be our alert us today.
让我们不只出了埃及。
So that not only we were let out of Egypt.
我们在旷野里面，主，你要把我们一直带到迦南美地。
And you will let us through this wilderness and into Canaan, the good land.
谢谢你今天让我们在主耶稣基督里面能够看到那迦南美地。
Thank you that today in Jesus Christ we can see this good land.
让我们能够在这路上查问，也能够行在其中。
So that we can ask for this old way and we can walk on it.
因为你说这是古道，也是那善道。
Because you say this is the old way and the good way.
主，我们愿意接受你。
Lord, we are willing to accept.
结束我们在旷野的旅程。
Stop our journey in the wilderness.
我们要早早地进入那迦南美地。
To enter Canaan, the good land, as early as possible.
领受你在主耶稣基督里面所为我们预备的一切的丰盛。
To receive the grace that you have prepared for us in Jesus Christ.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
我们祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.